Now, the rest of the story. Jimmy Brochu was 13 years old, headed for the disappointment of his young life. He had just seen a Broadway play called Wildcat, starring Lucille Ball. Now, this was 1960. And Lucy was Jimmy's favorite television star. Seeing her in person had meant the world. How much more it would mean if only Jimmy could have Lucy's autograph. So he hung around the theater until the audience had left, and there in the back in the darkness, Jimmy waited for a glimpse of his comic heroine. Sure enough, after what seemed a very long while, Lucille Ball herself appeared on the empty stage, walking casually across it in a flowing dressing gown. Elated, Jimmy bounded down the aisle until he was standing at the footlights, grinning up at the startled Lucy, waving a theater program in his hand. "Would you sign this, please?" the boy asked. Lucy half smiled back at him, but she said, "Sorry, no autographs today." And she walked away. But this is the rest of the story. Jimmy Brochu continued to adore Lucy anyway. In fact, and at least partly because of her, he sustained a love for show business, the theater in particular, comedy writing even more especially. You may recognize his name, Brochu, B-R-O-C-H-U. His early passion to conjure laughter through words one day led Jim Brochu to Hollywood, where eventually he realized his own dreams, and where, much to his joy, he actually became friends with his childhood love, Lucille Ball. I mean good friends, such good friends that Jim often rearranged his writing schedule to leave his afternoons free for Lucy. Her favorite game was backgammon. So Lucy and Jim would sometimes spend hours at her backgammon board, 25 cents a point. Other times, the two would just reminisce through Lucy's leather-bound scrapbooks, just sit there at her dining room table, leafing through photos, recent and distant, laughing, and sometimes crying. And then there was one occasion. There was that one afternoon when Lucy left the room, and she returned holding an 8x10 glossy of herself. Nobody knows why this happened on that particular day, but she's carrying this photograph of herself. It was a studio publicity photograph from the 1940s. It was a glamorous pose. Lucy draped in white fur with her hair piled high. And thrusting this before Jim, she asked, "Had you ever seen this one?" And Jim said no, he hadn't. But my, it was lovely. And Lucy said, "I'll put it by the door, and later when you leave, take it with you." And later when he left, he did. Now that was Monday, April 17 of this year, 1989. Remaining to Lucille Ball were only a few hours of health, only a few more hours to live. And did I mention that the precious photo Lucy had bestowed upon her writer friend was signed this way: "Jim, dear, you are very special. Love, Lucy." Jim Brochu, the 13-year-old boy clutching a theater program, eventually his heroine's friend and confidant, after waiting almost 30 years, had finally, but just in time, received from the great Lucille Ball her last autograph. And now you know the rest of the story.